Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on this adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicle.
Here we are again.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We're back again. We came back again. Pretty
back,
impressed.
Back coming again.
Not even gonna
Shady's
lie.
Back.
I love friend.
But last week we talked about, what did we talk about last week?
Being a swinger, joining the lifestyle.
Oh, joining the lifestyle. That's right.
Joining the lifestyle.
That's right.
Kind of important. It's a big deal.
That's right.
This one's kind of piggybacking off of that. Yeah. A little bit. It's kind of talking a little bit more, kind of have to do with that topic, but it's going to be talking about red flags in the lifestyle. We have seen them. We've heard about them. We know all about them, but we want to help you avoid them.
Yeah.
If we can.
But
we want to try and help
also,
you avoid them. And that doesn't,
somebody's red flag isn't necessarily a red flag, depending on, you know, depending on the scenario.
Doesn't necessarily mean that it's like a no-go.
Yeah.
Like, don't do anything with these people. We're just saying these are things that you want to pay a little more attention to and keep a little bit of an eye on, because they might mean something more. They might not, but they're things that we've seen, stuff that went wrong, stuff that kind of helped identify that before it happened, and talk more about kind of avoiding those problems that you run into, especially when you're brand new and you're joining the lifestyle. You really don't think much about these things, and maybe now you'll pay a little bit more attention, and maybe you'll hopefully it will go for the best for you. So what is the lifestyle? What is swinging, and why are red flags so important to look out for? Start there.
Like, what is swinging?
What
the definition? I consider it just a consensual relationship where you have sex or physical encounters with other consenting adults.
Why are red flags so important to recognize? What is the key? Consent and communication is what the core of the lifestyle is about. And everything surrounds that at all times. Consent, communication, always. And so it's just recognizing things that people are lacking in the consent and communication department, pretty much. And
pretty much.
Ways that you can recognize it before it's too late.
Before you're put into a situation that's uncomfortable or unsafe.
Oh, and unfortunately, in this lifestyle, one of the biggest misconceptions is that we sleep with anyone and everyone, and protection means nothing to us.
Yeah.
And so the first red flag really is, you know, kind of going into that is checking notches off of bedposts.
People just rushing into the bedroom as soon as they meet.
People that are just always pushing, pressuring you to hurry up always, all the time. And again, it's not always a definite this is a bad thing, because there are a lot, we've ran into a lot of people who are just very experienced, and this is just something that they do just for
sex. DTF.
They're just like, DTF couples or DTF people that just want to go have sex very often with whoever. They don't care who it is or whatever, really, at all, you know, less than most people. But for the most part, most people want more and want a connection or want a relationship or something. But definitely. Yes.
Most people we run into want some type of connection before they go to the bedroom. But there are people that.
So, I mean, it might not always. It's not, again, it's not always all or nothing. But
just something to look
out.
Just
to look out.
Because
people that are pushy, people that.
The thing with being pushy and rushing into the bedroom is you don't have time to go over your boundaries. And
you feel rushed and hurried.
And
oftentimes consent gets kind of left to the side, and safety, and kind of, you know, you got to really worry about those other things coming in there too. So definitely one to keep an eye on. The number one for me, though, going back to the list of different red flags, the number one is communication.
Yeah,
the lack thereof.
Yeah.
When there is no, you know there's problems with that marriage.
Yeah.
You know that they haven't been through all the things and talked.
A lot of times you see them, you can see it a mile away when they're already, you know, bickering. You can see them like bickering back and forth across the room.
And it's usually throughout the night, especially if like you are there for a while with them, like a weekend or something like that. And, you know, through the weekend, you can kind of see them arguing over here and this one's mad and this one's not, they're not talking for an amount of time. Yeah. And unfortunately, a lot of times those couples, it happens a lot. You'll see it with the same couples where you can tell it's like a root communication problem.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
a significant, huge communication problem
it's
going on.
Communication
there.
Or there's one of the partners is pushing a boundary that's already been set.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, with like,
and keeps like crossing a boundary or pushing a boundary. Mm-hmm. And so somebody's getting upset and frustrated, and it's just not a good situation to put yourself in the middle of.
You can tell when people when marriages are solid and you know that they talk and you know there's communication there and you know that there's a line of communication going on, and you can tell when that line is kind of closed or shut a little bit.
Definitely.
Smaller.
Well, when you're surrounded by a whole bunch of people that are, you know, have really good communication skills and are solid, the people that don't, unless they're really, really good at hiding it, stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Because they're the couples that are in the corner.
You can tell they're not having a good time. You can tell who's there having a good time, who's not having a good time. When people are just not communicating correctly, or they're not, communicating effectively. Either one's too upset, or one's not clear-minded, or one, alcohol. There's a lot of other things that could be involved, and the communication is just messed up somewhere.
Yeah. That's another red flag to me.
Yeah.
It's just too intoxicated.
Yeah, intoxication. Too much, some sort of mind-altering substance of some sort.
When you're like that, you can't
alcohol
consent.
Something. And and if you have to be on that level to do this lifestyle, I always question whether you really want to be there or what it is that you're trying to numb or what it is that you're like, why do you need? I understand like getting loose and loosening up,
now,
having a good weekend and having a good time. But if you're constantly running into that point where you have a problem, and I mean, that's a red flag. When
it is.
It's the same thing
all the
time. But
again, it's not always necessarily.
They all are.
Overindulged or got too excited.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's going to happen.
It happens.
Chances are to a lot of people, but it's those things you see, you know, more than one time. Things
that
keep coming out. Things that keep happening.
Repeatedly just getting too drunk.
And I don't think you need to ever really be at that point, you know?
No.
Like, at all. So it is a red flag regardless, I think, for me anyway.
I mean, because we've all been there, and I know I'm not having when I'm not.
Yeah.
When I'm there, I'm not having that good of a time.
No. Hoteling's not fun on that level at all. But yeah, we've all messed up. It's not a, you know, make or break it just for seeing somebody get a little bit too overindulged.
It breaks it for
whatever,
that night.
But yeah, for that night, it should. But that doesn't mean forever. But again, it's just a flag. Just something to keep a little bit of an eye on.
Mental note.
Yeah. And then disrespect for boundaries. Somebody who always is trying to push them or disregard them or doesn't respect them.
Yeah.
In general. That's, anyone who's kind of always
again,
like.
Somebody that doesn't respect their boundaries and with their partner is not going to respect yours.
Especially.
Like if they, like,
a
that's
stranger.
Their person, and if they're not respecting their boundaries.
That's what I'm saying. The person that you're supposed to respect and, that's a big one.
That's a really big one.
And it's just consent, right? I mean, it just always leads down to not only red flag, but also the consent issue and consent problem. And that's a no good one. And then another huge one is jealousy. People that are jealous or possessive constantly.
The super possessive ones. They have
a problem always, all the time.
Over their partner, which generally stems from like an insecurity side of it. They've clearly not talked about a lot, and there's still a lot of insecurities or fears.
Yeah.
And I think they're like they're rushing into it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in that situation, the partner is trying to rush the other one into it.
Yeah.
And when somebody's kind of just pulling the other one behind, you know, along, and the other one doesn't want to be there, it ends up being bad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, jealousy always, because it's always in the moment, in the heat of the moment. So that's one that's always hard to navigate, but it is
yeah.
a red flag.
We've seen
especially the ones who like always do it all of the time.
Well, and that's it. Like
all the time.
Jealousy is a basic human emotion. It's not if you feel it, it's how you deal with it. Yeah. And we've had situations where we've held it in until after the fact. The it's like, hey, I didn't like when this happened.
Yeah.
And so we worked that out. But anymore, if we feel a certain sort of way, we just feel like, I don't like this.
Well, and
we,
again, the lack of communication is a problem. And it all boils down to like again, that causes more problems.
Sound like a broken record. It all boils down.
Communication, consent.
Yeah.
Like this whole lifestyle, it just revolves around consent, communication at all times. And then what do you do with the red flags when you spot a red flag? What do you do then? What do you say to do?
It depends on how involved I am with them.
No.
Honestly, like a lot of times we can see before we even really like interact with them a whole lot.
Usually me and you will be like,
hey,
this is going on. And kind of like a sidebar, like I'm not going to call that person out.
Yeah.
That's their own thing. That's a them thing. When we say that all of the time,
we spot
a lot of red flags and we're like, okay, this is not something that we want to get into. This is, we both take a note and we're like, yeah, let's go get a drink or hey, let's go get something to eat. And we find a way to kind of like navigate out of it. I was just going to say that was my next thing is like, how do you go about navigating out of it? And that's what I would say just for us. A lot of the time, especially when people are in that like confrontational or there's like argument going on or they're in like not a great space, it's better to just go away sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I know communication is always the number one thing, you know, and we say that all the time. And there are a lot of scenarios where where you don't have like, because like a red flag would be like on a profile, like, hey, there's no pictures or hey, you know, this person isn't communicating. You always say that's like a red flag.
Oh.
Stuff like that. That would be an instance where you could have a conversation and be like, hey, why doesn't your wife ever talk? Like, that's a red flag for a lot of people. No pictures or no information or no communication with one spouse. But I always do make a note to go in there periodically. And I always do it, especially at the beginning. When we first start the groups, I'm always like, hey. And I do participate for the beginning.
No, granted,
I'm just
like,
horrible.
Everybody that's in our group chat with us knows that we are horrible.
Yeah. We're both not good at it, but I am the absolute worst. But I will make my presence known and be like, hey, this is me. It actually is me. And I do enough where I'm like, hey, and I check in and I'll take pictures here and there. And that's, again, another, like, it's a red flag to keep an eye on. But, like, I'm real. I'm participating. Yeah. I can read everything that's going on with it.
Anymore, if we get into, like, group chat, I tell them straight up. I'm like, hey. Like, we are not good.
Yeah, I've always been honest about that.
The apps and messengers and Snapchats.
There's a lot
and
of all notifications.
We're not good at it. But doesn't mean we're not interested.
No.
It just means sometimes you might have to remind us.
Yes. If you don't hear anything, just, you know, poke us in a minute and just make sure you remind us that we were having a good time. Because we do.
We've been accused of ghosting just because it's not.
We get so many messages and notifications and between that and vanilla life and just in general, and then my hatred towards phones, and I try to keep them at an arm's length at all times unless I'm working. I work for my phone, so it's like every time I'm on my phone, I'm just like work mode all of the time. So it's hard to know. But that's one example of it could be a red flag, it could not be a red flag. Where a solution to all of this would be an open line of communication where you can just sit down and be like, and I do recommend even with all of them later on down the road, especially when you want to get close to those people, like sitting down. This is what's going on. Just checking and seeing what's happening.
Yeah,
I noticed this is happening every time.
Another way to navigate that too is having the wife message you. Because that's not outside of our boundaries. We're like the women can talk separately and the guys can talk separately.
Yeah.
So if there's any question, be like, hey, go ahead and message her. like have, you know, her, you know, your wife message my wife.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, that's a scenario where you can just talk about it and you can have a conversation as adults where you just sit down and talk. There's a lot of them should be sat down and you can be pretty open. But in the moment, sometimes the best course of action is to just disappear into the background, just kind of get distracted doing something else.
That's a touchy subject because there's a lot of people that hate that. But honestly, it's
sometimes your personal when, preference. Especially when it's like an argument going on.
Yeah.
And there's a marriage thing going on, which that's like the biggest ones that we've encountered is like deep marriage problems happening and arguments in the corner or people. We were at a club. We've been in a club and we've seen husband and wives arguing and yelling and screaming in the parking lot. And then the husband's actually leaving. Just leaving.
You remember going out front in the club a couple times.
Unfortunately, like, it's happened more than once.
Wife or girlfriend or whatever, just sitting on the bench and being like, he left me. I think
the one time she started walking down the road. And if you know, the location of the club is not a safe area.
Was it the last time we were there? There's like the wife chased after the husband and another girl.
Oh, there's a girlfriend problem. And
I'm like, they were all going
down the road walking. And one was leaving. And then the one time a husband left his wife at the club. She had no purse,
she was in lingerie.
She was in lingerie, didn't have her clothes to change into, had no phone and no wallet. And he just took off and left her there. Like, there's some scenarios where you got to get some help that's like bigger than you.
Yeah.
Or you have to just remove yourself from that situation.
Our club is awesome. And the manager was like, all right, we're going to get you an Uber.
She was fine. She was great.
But at the time, get you where you need to go.
Yeah, you help out the people that need it. But other than that, like, not that extreme red flag. But when it's just like a marriage problem, something is going on between that couple. And sometimes you just have to walk away. Because a lot of times it gets emotional around you and you soak it in for a minute and you're just like, let's go outside and sit and have a moment.
We'll get a message the next day, but you guys disappeared. Where'd you go? Like, why'd you leave us? Yeah. Like, hey, we're just honest.
Yeah, and
like,
then you can have that conversation. But, well, like, in the moment,
what we saw. Yeah. Like, you guys were having a moment, and
we let you guys deal with what you needed to deal with. There was something wrong. We recognized that, and we let you have your night. Like, let you have the time that you needed, and we got distracted.
And then we got distracted.
Because we never intend on not going back. We don't ghost. We always see those people later, but we kind of just dip for a minute and just take a minute and let them have a minute and just kind of remove yourself.
I'm sure we've hurt a lot of feelings unfortunately, on accident.
And then we go back to that situation that was just happening. Usually we get distracted. And that's just in general anywhere we go. Because when we go out,
golden retriever energy.
And we are stopped every 3 seconds anytime because we usually go places with our friends. We usually know a good chunk of people or people who know who we are. So it's like every 3 seconds, hi. And then they're like, you want to come over here? You want to go over here? And then, of course, we're like, yes, men. Like, we love saying yes to every experience or anything that we possibly can, especially events and like takeovers and stuff we're sleeping at. We're like, yeah, all night. Yeah, we got all night. We live here now. That's what I'm saying all of the time. It's like, we live here. And I say that all the time.
People took that the wrong way at Secrets.
They thought I actually
lived here?
No, like, I live here right now. Like, I live here now.
No, like, for the weekend. Like, we live here.
Not really.
There's a couple people like that. I'm like, that's weird. Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
I feel like we got really, really talky.
We did.
Really,
we
really fast.
A lot of red flags.
And
on the red flags list.
We had to hold them. We kept back and forth, but
yeah,
that's
list,
how we talked to each other. So follow along.
Those were some major ones, though. We discussed a lot of the major ones.
Yeah.
The most of them.
You know.
Like,
follow your gut.
You can tell. If something doesn't feel right, if one spouse is only, like, we've been on Snapchat groups and stuff where we've had, because primarily in this lifestyle, if you're not in there, it's usually the husbands do most of the communication. So the husbands set up off SCC or off SLS. It's super common. It's a lot of people we know too, and it's us. You are the one who goes on the apps and does all that, and then you're like, this is our snaps. And then you make like a group for us, and then I start talking. Like, you like vet them before they get to me.
Yeah.
And that's very common in the lifestyle is a lot of times the men or women, like, in the relationship, they'll...
trying to make sure, like, everything checks
it's
out.
They're real. They're who they say they are. And
they're not, you know...
But we've had
picture
scenarios where, like,
that.
We've made it to that point. We've made groups, and then it's been just, like, really shady.
Yeah.
No women talk at all, not even to say hey or hi at the beginning, because that is common. Some people just don't talk. It happens.
Yeah.
But... there's been ones where she never talks and they keep on like giving different excuses like, oh, they're away working. Oh, they're doing that. Like, you know that they have their phone on them and they could have like say hello in the Snap group and take a picture of themselves, like something. And it's like this like run around all the time. Turns out it's just like a male, single male by himself. And something out. But that's another example. If you just know if the person's not talking, if the person doesn't seem enthusiastic, if the person's not excited about any of it at all, especially when you get to know each other.
Especially in the beginning, everybody like introducing yourself.
You're excited, and I don't care if you talk a lot or not. Like at the very beginning, usually at least say something.
And usually you take
a selfie to like prove it's you, like it's us, like a picture together or something. Like, and I know there are different dynamics and scenarios that, you know, it doesn't always happen that way, but usually these are the things that are pretty typical, you know, introduce.
Yeah.
You're at least like, hey, nice to meet you, and a picture at the very least. But sometimes if you don't get that at all, it's just something to keep an eye on, to pay attention to.
Just something to take note of.
Someone's just like pushy. If someone is just always trying to push people and it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, Trust your gut.
We're going to play a little bit game. We're trying to do some more game things in this podcast. We're trying to make it exciting. We're trying to make it exciting and keep you on your toes and make you laugh. I want it to be beneficial for you guys. I want to talk
more
to
interactive.
You guys. I want you guys to be like, let us know if you like certain things, if you want to talk about something, if you don't like part of what we're doing on an episode, or if you have a suggestion for anything. Let us know, because we have to do this every week and we're constantly trying to come up with the new activities, ideas, what you guys want to know about, all of the things. So we're going to play a little bit of a game. We're going to start adding a little bit more games and see if something sticks or anything. But this one's not really a game. It's more of like a scenario. I wouldn't say game for this one. It's more of like, we're going to say a scenario and then we're going to go back and forth and be like green flag, red flag.
Okay.
Or
let's
not really
that.
Green flag, but red flag or no flag. Okay. Your partner insists on going to a swinger event without discussing it with you. Red flag or no flag?
Red flag.
They're all pretty common, but we're just testing you. We're testing you guys.
A potential partner wants to have a detailed health discussion before meeting.
Red flag. I'm just kidding. It's a great flag. It's a green flag. Definitely, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's what we like to hear. Someone you met online has no social media presence at all.
That's a red flag.
Red flag.
You met them online and there's no...
they don't do online legit. Here they are online. So it's just something to keep an eye on.
A new partner insists on having sex without any boundaries.
Red flag. For real that time.
For real this time.
For real that time. It's a red flag. You feel pressure to swap partners even though you're not comfortable with it.
Red flag.
Not comfortable means no.
Yes. Bad.
Bad.
A couple asked if they can film your interactions for personal use. That's pretty common.
That's a green flag, I think, that they asked you prior.
Yeah, they
ahead
asked
of time.
You.
Yeah.
So that's actually
I'm just saying that one was, that's a hot button. hot button topic, but I think that's a green flag too.
Yeah.
They asked you if it was okay. A lot of us like to film things and like to be filmed, and most of us are filming our encounters for later.
Yeah, so that's pretty common.
A good one. You've been talking with someone for a while and they have been open about their past experiences.
That's a green flag.
You are correct.
That's a green flag. We like sharing experiences.
Communication and experience.
A potential partner is overly complimentary and tries to win you over with flattery.
Red flag. Red flag.
Too much?
I mean, it's, you know, it happens all the time, but it's a common thing, but it is something to keep an eye on. Sometimes they're trying to push you, trying to get you a little.
Okay.
Too pushy. Trying to win you over for what reasons? Why you need to win me over?
Have sex.
I know. I think we're supposed to say red flag.
You attend the party where everyone is respectful and communicating openly.
Green flag. Green flag. Green flag's good flag. Means good. Communication. 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 Consent, like those things we cannot. Yeah. It wasn't really a game, but it was.
Yeah. I was going to do this one, but then I still got my finger.
Yeah. We did it again. Cut off another one.
It's kind of throbby.
Kind of just thing. He likes to cut off fingers.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life, meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscription. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today. And then the next thing we're going to do, it's not really a game, more of just an activity. It's a true or false. So we have a whole list of scenarios we've not read or anything, so we don't know what they are.
Yeah, given so to have us. To pay attention closely.
We have no idea what they are. We've never read them. And yeah, so we're going to just answer true or false and then kind of discuss a little bit deeper what they are. We're trying to help you guys kind of recognize different red flags, different scenarios that you might be put into and things to keep an eye on. So. Here we go. We're
gonna do ready? That. All right, go.
All right. Number one, a potential partner insists on not discussing boundaries before your first meeting.
Is it true or false? Like true, it is a red flag?
Yes.
Because it's true.
True red flag. false is not.
Okay. All right. So yeah, true. It's a red flag.
Yes.
Because why are they insisting on not?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know why you would ever insist on not discussing, because like, that means that you are doing something shady. I don't know why you would insist on not.
Even if you're not doing anything shady, like it opens the door just to have miscommunications and cross boundaries.
How would you insist like, on not talking about boundaries? So that's like,
yeah, that's
why
weird.
Would you want the person that you're with or potentially being with so be weird. Comfortable? I don't know. That's a weird one.
I don't like it. A couple approaches you at a party and only focuses on your physical appearance.
I would say that's true, but I mean, it's up to the person.
It depends on what you're looking for
and like what that person is looking for. Some people don't care about anything, like you're saying. They just want to have sex with attractive people, and it's just what they do, and they just like to.
That's what we initially talk to people about is, they're hot.
Yeah, that's why
let's talk to them.
There has to be, in swinging lifestyle, there has to be some kind of level of attractiveness because we're here just for the sex. So, I know eventually, like, you get to talk to people and, you know, we talk about body confidence and all the other extra ins and outs and stuff like that. But, like, at the root of it all, when you first see a couple or, you know.
Yeah.
You usually are going to talk to them because you find them attractive.
That's usually how I break the ice.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, you are so beautiful.
Yeah. Especially with that scenario where they approach you and only focus on you.
Yeah.
I mean, usually that's one of the first openers is just like, man, you're like, Yeah, all of your, you know, it's something physically, yeah, something that you found attractive, something that approached you at a party is usually something to do with your, you know, your eyes or your looks or some sort of thing. But yeah, it's a red flag to look out for. A partner expresses jealousy about your interest in exploring with others, but encourages you to do it anyway.
That's a red flag. True.
That is true.
Like, if you're feeling jealousy,
their jealousy, that's a problem.
But then they're encouraging you to do it anyways.
And telling you that they hate it when you do it.
There's some mixed signals there. Like, so it sounds like a setup.
There's something going on. Hey, there's definitely something to look out for. That's for sure. That's why you need to work a little harder in your relationship and deal on something.
I feel like I've heard stories of like guys being like, "Oh yeah, my wife hates this. She just told me to do it anyways."
And we've heard,
but she can't see me with another woman.
Yeah,
because she gets too jealous. But she told me I can do it.
She stays home.
Like that's shady.
Pretends it's not happening.
That's shady as fuck.
Yeah, that's definitely
like,
a red flag.
Same thing for a wife. Like, "Oh yeah, my husband doesn't like it, but he tells me I can do it."
Either way, red flag.
Next one. You notice that a potential partner has a history of being involved in multiple swinging situations at once.
I would say false. It's not really a red flag. That's none of your business, really. I mean, like, it doesn't matter how many people swing with. I could care less who people are swinging with on the side. But, yeah. That one's...
We're all doing it on the side.
That's the thing. Like, I don't care what the heck you're doing on the side. I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
I don't really say it's a red flag.
No,
people
it's not
are
a red flag.
Living their best life.
That's
I don't
a
really
weird
care
situation.
How many people?
Next one. A couple seems secretive about their past experiences and avoids discussing previous partners.
I think that is not a red flag at all. I think that's pretty normal. I think that's okay. I would hope that they would keep kind of secretive about their experiences. And I mean, not secretive. Secretive is kind of a weird word to use, but avoiding discussing previous partners. Like, I would hope that they would avoid talking about previous partners.
Yeah, like, go around telling everybody, like, we were playing with this person.
I'm not hiding anything, but, like, it's not your business, really. Yeah. It's not my business what you guys are doing, or it's not your business what we're doing, really.
Yeah.
Honestly, as long as we're all being safe and testing and using protection, being open and honest, that part of it, I think that it's not really any of your business who any of us are sleeping with, and your past experiences have nothing to do with me whatsoever. I don't need to know those things. All right. You're invited to a private party, but the hosts demand payment up front without offering any details at all.
That's a red flag.
There's safety cues, but much safety concerns and...
You need to know
due diligence.
Most events, I can't say most, but a lot of events do not give
the event. Yeah, they have the address hidden until you
paid. But everything else
that part's normal.
Open.
You don't pay before you know any details, though. That's not a thing that happens. Safety.
Yeah, you definitely know the event, the organizer.
That's a red flag. Definitely. Before you pay anyone any money to do anything, you should expect all the details and all of the information about the event.
It's normal not to know
the address. That part's
address. Yeah. Because they want to keep it private and confidential.
Yeah, but you should be able to get some details about it. And the next one. Last one.
A partner pressures you into engaging with...
Red flag. Pressures you to engage with others, even when you feel uncomfortable. Yes, all red flag, biggest red flag I think that we've seen so far in that scenario reading there.
Yeah.
Was, yeah. Yeah. Any pressure or uncomfortable, period. Any uncomfortable, anything uncomfortable.
Anybody that they feel like they have to.
If you're feeling uncomfortable, and if you see someone else feeling uncomfortable, definitely red flag. Deal with it. Because there's a problem going on there.
Yeah.
And what's the answer? Communication.
Oh, what?
What's the answer? Concern.
What?
I know.
No
way.
It's crazy. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
It's crazy. Don't. Just don't. If you don't feel you're not 100% enthusiastic about whatever is happening, whatever is partaking, you are the person in charge of your experience and your lifestyle and your journey. do something about it, you beautiful, amazing human being. Trust your gut. It's right. I promise you. And yeah, if it doesn't feel right, if it's not working, if you're having to work too hard to make it work, if it's just not fitting, move on. There are a million other people out there that are willing and ready to be your next best friend or partners or whatever you're looking for in those people. There are so many other people. You do not have to. I always tell everyone that, like, stop making it work. You don't have to force it. If you have to force it and it's not happening organically and freely, then that's a red flag. And it's okay to walk away. You don't have to invest any more time than you want to in it. And it's okay.
Yeah, so I think you pretty much summed it all up right there. Like, if you're feeling pressured, then there's another way.
If you're feeling anything at all weird.
Yeah. But that pretty much wraps it up. So, what do we got coming up? We got the 15th. A trap.
It will be a trapeze in Atlanta on November 15th.
With Pat.
There in so long.
I know, I'm pretty excited for that.
So long. And then our next big event is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
In Buckhead, in Atlanta, Georgia, with Pineapples After Dark.
There'll be a link below for that one.
Get your ticket.
There's tickets for sale. That's going to be a good party. They're going to have food and drinks. And
it's in the middle of the week. You have no excuse.
New Year's Eve.
Come celebrate New Year's with us. Come ring in the New Year's. We're going to be together on New Year's Eve.
Let's take out 2024 with a bang.
A real bang. Kaboom. It's going to be a bang. It's going to be good. So if you want to get tickets to that, that includes dinner, cocktails, everything below. And then
Secrets, which is sold out. But if you want to get on the wait list, send us an email and
we'll let you know how to do that if you would like to go to that still. And if there's any cancellations, that's why we tell you on this every week when to get tickets to things and what's going to sell out and what's going to be really good ones. Listen to us, because I promise they're going to sell out.
So many people
sold out in like a week. And everyone, we had a whole entire giant crew of people coming, and they all
procrastinated.
They all waited. They didn't listen to us. So if we say, Get your tickets. But more information below for all of those things and all of everything. Make sure that you're following us. We always forget to bring it up. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok and all the things, Hot Couple Chronicles. We also, on top of Hot Couple and GA and that couple, Hot Couple and GA, we also have a podcast page for everything. So we've got Hot Couple Chronicles. Yes. Yeah. And then on YouTube.
If you want to actually watch this.
If you're not watching us right now.
Yeah, if you're not watching.
And you would like to. Every single week, we video our podcast, so you can see us if you would like to see us on Spotify and YouTube. And we will be back with you next Wednesday. As always, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here. And
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
Bye.